is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. There's music through the night with Susan Sharp from 12:30, beginning with a complete performance of Donizetti's opera La Favorita, with Fiorenzo Cossotto leading the cast. But before that, with the time at 11 o'clock, it's time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction with Nick Luscombe. Thank you.
the Tere Raykel Collective, featuring Israeli keyboardist Idan Raykel and Malian guitarist Vir Fakature. From the album The Tel Aviv Sessions, that's a track called Hawa. And welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luskin. I'm here for the next 3 nights with the usual mix of eclectic sounds from all around the world. And next, Loki Terra, a music project created by Kishon Khan, combining Bangladeshi music traditions with those from Africa and Latin America. And from Shay Gwaba's Rickshaw Diaries, this is Shoki Kunjo Shajal.
পারে ভরসায়ন্তরে আসিলেও আসতে পারে ভরসায়ন্তরে
Thank you.
That's Al Capone from Prince Buster and his All-Stars. Actually a hit record in the UK in 1967 and recently reissued as part of a box set of ska and rock steady recordings called Bass Culture Volume 1. Before that, the Stylers from Singapore, a great little record called Cha Cha Mambo. And they recorded a whole string of albums in Mandarin, Malay, English and Cantonese. They're incredibly prolific back in the 60s and even released a load of instrumental records as well. And next, brother and sister duo Mary Waterson and Oliver Knight, part of English folk's best-known musical dynasty. This is Going, Going, Gone.
You got the go-by, the green light for a big day in a line. You got a big voice, got a big heart, got a big decision to take part. So go ahead, go along, we can't go wrong. It goes to show, anything goes, going, going, gone. Whatever the weather, we'll go together. I could go for adventure. Go mad, go wild, go inside. Dare to say this is your day. So go ahead, go along. We can't go wrong. It goes to show, anything goes. Going, going, gone.
Did you run from me and the child? that used to run when first you came to hold a gun. Indeed, your dancing days are done. Ooh, Johnny, what's happened to you? Ooh, Johnny, I hardly knew. Still, I am glad to have you home. Though, darling, you're so pale and wan, so low in flesh and high in bone. Ooh, Johnny, what's happened to you? Pulling out the drums again, under flags and fears of angry men. More sons and sisters are condemned. Ooh, till Johnny comes marching. When Johnny comes marching home, come home.
I've been a big fan of Anna Domino since her releases back in the 80s. It's great to hear her voice again on that new recording of Johnny from Dub Mentor. And before that, Mary Waterson and Oliver Knight, Going, Going, Gone. Now, back in June, I went to the Ibaraki region of Japan, to the city of Mito, to explore and capture sounds from the area. I came back with hours of recordings from railway stations and shops, pig farms, rice fields, as well as conversations in streets and bars. I even managed to get a great recording of a monk performing a traditional prayer at his temple, which I'll feature later in the week. The first recording is segued within the next two tracks, both from Japanese artists, starting off with Humming Song from Aoki Takamasa, Ogorusu Norihide and Takagi Masakatsu. Thank you. Reiken Kobayashi from Mito City in Japan and taken from his album One Man's Band. And as the title suggests, all instruments performed by Kobayashi himself, from the shakuhachi to the egg shaker and everything in between. And I bought that CD in Mito Museum, which was just up the road from the place I recorded the track you heard before that, featuring conversations of mainly school kids heading away to the local railway station, and more sounds from Ibaraki, Japan, coming up later in the programme. I had a great time this summer hanging out with Max Reinhardt and the Late Junction team at Latitude. And from this next recording, you can tell I wasn't the only one having fun. Recorded live at Latitude for BBC Radio 3 Late Junction, this is Get the Blessing, Between Fear and Sex. Thank you.
Thank you.
my studio guest on Late Junction back in September of last year, musician and producer John Hopkins, who recorded that version of minimal techno artist Luke Abbott's Modern Driveway. And before that, from Montreal, CFCF with September from the album Exercises. And new music from Brazil and Portugal coming up. Before that, we travel back to the 1970s with homegrown radiophonic workshop sounds of Roos, otherwise known as Delia Derbyshire. This she recorded for the BBC TV series The Tomorrow People. It's called Way Out.
Slowly let me out. Hold me shut. Your mouth is not my mouth. Hold my hand. Bikini bullet side. Hold me down. Upside down in black. Don't let me go. Use all your twists. Thank you.
as mesmas palavras, tornadas máscaras para convencer-te. São ideias vagas sobre a verdade e tu podes perder-te. Desperta, pois na realidade existe a verdade, a palavra mais certa. Mantém sobre o mundo um olhar profundo, um olhar sempre alerta.
Portuguese singer Teresa Salgueiro from her album O Mysterio, that track A Mascara. And before that, from Brazil, Lucas Santana with a new remix of Hold Me In, courtesy of DJ Ezim. And more sounds now from Japan, a collaboration between Okinawan singer and Sanshin player Keiko Kina and Dutch electronic music producer Pascal Platinga. This is Yonaguni Shonkane.
Thank you.
Japanese electronic music producer Uru Taichi with Vying, and I saw him perform at Roppongi Art Night, which is a weekend art event that takes place in Roppongi in Tokyo. And you also heard another recording I made in the city of Mito in Japan as part of a bus journey with just so many sounds within such a short space of time. A World of Colin Wilson is a new album that features readings by the prolific English writer recorded by Anthony Reynolds at Colin's home in the Cornish town of St Austell in 2003 and 2004. And Reynolds also provides the sounds and production on this track, New York Ozone Memory.
I sit in this room, the objects surrounding me are obviously real. Some are children, because I can hear them quarrelling upstairs. I look out of the window. I can see the garden. That's also quite real to me, but not as real as it will be this summer when I alternate writing with mowing the lawn. Across the sea, which is also visible from my window, there are other lands. For example, New York's about 3,000 miles away. I was in New York a few months ago, and I talked to my agent there on the telephone only yesterday, and yet I cannot claim that New York is a reality to me. But the other day on the beach, I caught an ozone-y sort of smell that reminded me of New York in the subway, and for a few seconds, I might actually have been in Grand Central Station.
Colin Wilson and Anthony Reynolds with New York Ozone Memory. And many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. I'll be back again tomorrow night with music from Rodriguez, Tanya O'Clair and Can, plus more sounds from my travels in Japan. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with this improvisation from Moondog.
Hello, I'm Susan Sharp, and this is Through the Night on Radio 3, where the first 2 hours or more of the early morning are devoted to opera, a complete performance of Donizetti's La Favorita. Originally, La Favorita was in French and first staged in Paris in 1840, but nowadays it's more often sung in Italian. Mezzo-soprano Fiorenza Cossotto became closely associated with the role of the heroine Leonora. She's singing in this performance, which was recorded in 1967 at the Teatro Colón, Buenos Aires. And the tenor Alfredo Kraus is her opposite number, Fernando. Kraus, known for the artistry he brought to the bel canto roles, and he was always cherished for the stylishness and elegance of his singing, though he was capable too of great warmth and passion. A brooding overture sets the mood for the opening scene, in the courtyard of the monastery of St. James of Compostela. A novice monk, Fernando, is about to take his final vows, but confesses to the Father Superior, Baldassare, that he's in love with a beautiful young woman whose name he doesn't even know. Baldassare tells him to leave the monastery and pray for God's forgiveness. In scene two, we're on an island full of delectable young maidens welcoming the spring, when who should arrive in a small boat but Fernando. Leonora's fetched. She's the woman he's in love with, but he doesn't know she's the king's mistress. This must be their last meeting, she tells him, and she sends him off to the army. He vows to do glorious deeds and be worthy of her. Act one of Donizetti's La Favorita.
Thank you. Thank you. voci!